6 o'clock Friday night.
Hello, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. 12 municipalities have been awarded for eco-friendly projects in this year's More Nature in Our Cities and Villages competition. Strassen, Esch-sur-Alzette and Merzig topped the four prize categories, with winners receiving a share of €6 million in climate fund support. Minister Serge Vilmes said more greenery was needed to improve quality of life in public spaces and to adapt to the consequences of climate change. Over 45,000 people retired in Luxembourg over the last 5 years, new data shows, with the majority retiring between the ages of 60 and 64. In the public sector, only 8% of employees work until age 65 or later, compared with around 23.5% in the private sector. The government is planning to revitalise Luxembourg's language leave scheme. New legislation has been drafted to simplify administrative procedures and increase digitalisation of the application process. Applications for the paid language leave has risen over 50% since 2021. France has released a revamped roadmap to become carbon neutral by 2050, with an ambitious plan to phase out oil and gas. The updated National Low Carbon Strategy foresees the end of oil use between 2040 and 2045. Fossil gas would be phased out by 2050, according to the plan. And EU finance ministers agreed today to impose a €3 duty on low-value imports into the bloc from July 2026. This is to help tackle a flood of small parcels ordered via the likes of Shein and Temu. Last year, 4.6 billion small retail packages entered the EU. Turning now to sport. A new head coach has been appointed at Luxembourg's Karate Federation. Spaniard Raul Cuerva Mora will embark on a new challenge as head coach from next Monday. And in football, Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca said he was completely relaxed about his side's dip in form as he seeks greater consistency ahead of Saturday's home match against Everton. The Blues thumped Barcelona 3-0 in the Champions League on November 25th and earned an impressive 1-1 draw against Premier League leaders Arsenal days later, but they've not won in their last three games. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
There will be widespread dense fog this evening, causing poor visibility. There is no rain forecast and highs are of 6 to 8 degrees.